paper and sit down and get ready to have a Bible study with me, Evangelist Len Paxton. I love you, and I look forward to you in the Bible study.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Len Paxton Teaching Series again this week. It's a joy and a delight to come into your hearts, your homes, and your lives with the Word of Almighty God. This week, we want to look at a subject that has been making a resurgence in American culture, American society. We want to look at hypnotism. Is it divine or is it demonic? And I'm very thankful to the notes of the late Dr. Lester Summerall for aiding us in our study here today. In Isaiah chapter 26, the third verse, the Bible says this for you and for me. Here are the statements of the Word of God. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Let's read that scripture again. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Now, the child of God, the Christian, the believer, it's intended that we trust the Lord for the things that we have need of in our daily lives. We are not to look. The scripture is clear. We're going to look at some of these scriptures in the future as we teach this subject. The scripture is clear. We do not look to mediums. We do not look to stargazers. We do not look to sorcerers. We are to look to the Lord God for those things that concern us and for the things that we have need of. We are not to allow our lives to be guided and influenced by the stars. We are not to seek fortune tellers, palm readers, tarot card readers, Ouija boards, crystal balls, or anything of this description. I had a lady tell me once, she was very sanctimonious in her tones, and she told me, she said, I hypnotize people and the Holy Spirit helps me to do it. Liar, liar. The Holy Spirit will not borrow from Satan. The Holy Spirit will not use that which is of the devil. The Holy Spirit doesn't work that way. The Holy Spirit doesn't operate that way. And hypnosis is riding a high wave today of popularity in the United States of America. It is used in a multiplicity of forms, all the way from home entertainment to medicine. Mary Lang, who is a writer, said, there's just one thing certain about hypnosis. Nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows why it works. Some people say that hypnosis is an altered state of mind or the function of the subconscious mind. Hypnosis has been called a scientific tool capable of penetrating the deepest crevices of the mind, a potent sedative, an aesthetic agent, a backdoor entrance to the mind. Now listen, any time that you or I as believers turn our minds over to anything, it's very, very dangerous and detrimental to us. We just aren't supposed to do it. We turn our minds only over to the Holy Spirit of God, praise the Lord. In 1958, the American Medical Association accepted hypnosis as a therapeutic technique. And today, more than 5,000 physicians use hypnosis in their practices. No doubt it is being used to bring relief from various ills. However, the Medical Association also warned that it should be used with caution lest it also produce very detrimental effects. Historically, hypnosis has its roots deep in mysticism and sorcery. Our generation must learn that it is not a magic word, it's not a magic wand, it's not an instant panacea from all worries, from all fears, from poor memories, or objectionable personalities. The Lord Jesus exhorted that we should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind. The heart and the mind are very closely related. And when hypnotism goes to messing with a person's subconscious mind, it opens up the spirit part of that person, the inner being of that individual, to receive negative and demonic influences. Jesus Christ is more powerful than any hypnotist. God's Word tells us to think on things that are pure, holy, and lovely. Philippians 4 and 8. Let's look at how hypnotism is presently being used in America. The news media gives it great expression. Also, there's much advertising on hypnotism in newspapers and magazines. The obstetrician asks to hypnotize a mother in order to have a baby. The dentist asks you if you want hypnotism for dentistry. Some dietitians claim that they can help you lose weight by hypnotism. Hypnosis has been used, now listen, in court trials seeking truth. And I want to comment on that particular aspect. Many times, people have been accused of things they never did because some victim was hypnotized and subtle suggestions were planted in their minds that never happened, that never took place. And many a false conviction has come about by this tool of the devil. Psychotherapists seek to remove fear by hypnosis. Hypnosis has been used to stop smoking, to stop drinking. Even large city phone books list hypnotists to help the troubled American. It has catchy phrases and bright advertisements. The devil, ladies and gentlemen, is out today to capture the total human personality. Dr. Sandra Stieg Mims, PhD, said this: hypnosis is a very pleasant experience, and the subject wants it to continue, so he allows it to work. It feels so good that the subject wants to prolong the feeling. What happens to the mind and the body during hypnotism? The body is immobile. Sometimes it reacts to the hypnotist's movements. The mind goes into neutral. Scripture warns us against that. And the willpower resistance is broken down. The human under hypnosis is supposed to divulge information as the mind understands it. Can any person be hypnotized? Now there's a question. No, you must submit your will and you must submit your mind to the hypnotist. Can hypnotism become a habit like alcohol or nicotine? Yes. Yes. You might receive relief from stress, fear, or oppression, but when the hurt returns, you will crave the same remedy. You can also be taught to hypnotize yourself. Okay? So we're dealing with some very basic questions as it pertains to this subject of hypnotism. How can you be hurt by hypnotism? Hypnotism can alter your mind. The doctors say it can weaken your willpower. It can weaken your resisting power to be your own person. Now I'm going to tell you something, and this is incredible when you think about it. Many people have been brought under the control of another through hypnotism. And hypnotism can be done subtly. Hypnotism, a person can yield to it, not really realizing that's what it is. And that person that does the hypnotizing brings you under their control. Your power to be your own person is weakened if you allow yourself to be hypnotized. Or if you're messing with people that are just out to control you. This is why if I see a situation in my life where somebody is trying to control me and not letting me be who I am in Christ Jesus, I stay away from those people. I stay away from that person. Because nobody should be controlling another human being. you are your own under God, and that's the way that God intends it to be. Hypnotized witnesses are unacceptable in court more and more as we wake up and realize that this is not a good tool. A psychiatrist has stated, witnesses previously hypnotized by police. Now listen. Witnesses previously hypnotized by the police, should not be allowed to testify in court because their memories have been altered by the people who hypnotized them. This psychiatrist says that witnesses hypnotized by police This psychiatrist said that witnesses hypnotized by police will come to believe the authorities' version of events instead of remembering what really happened. How often have we seen that? I mean, this hypnotism aspect is much more than what the police have always done in leading witnesses. This is a tremendous tool of Satan. Dr. Martin Orne, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania, says, if the hypnotist has certain beliefs, he will create memories in the subject's mind. Hypnosis makes recall less reliable, but provides more information that can be checked out. Dr. Orne also said he is frequently called upon by defense attorneys to knock down the testimony of witnesses who have been hypnotized by police. Sigmund Freud used hypnosis to get his patients to recall early childhood memories, but in his later writings he conceded that those recollections could not be checked for accuracy. Hypnosis today makes strange claims, very strange claims. The first one is psychogenic impotence. Your mind is the most remarkable part of the human body. Ladies and gentlemen, your mind is a treasure. Keep it. Protect it. Protect your mind with fences of truth and of power. Hypnosis can be a double aid to standard counseling for psychogenic impotence, declares Dr. Harold B. Kraselnik of the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. My own work, he says, shows that the technique can help men recognize the emotional roots of their problems and also build their sexual confidence by demonstrating how much body control they are capable of. Point number three, hypnosis and exorcism. Dr. Richard P. Kluft says that hypnosis can bring unity to the patient who is torn by multiple personalities. With hypnotherapy, the personalities that gave an Eve three faces or another patient four names can converse with each other and eventually integrate. And of course, we understand that this is foolishness, to say the least. Hypnotism is not of God. Hypnotism is of the enemy. Again, one of the most obvious dangers of hypnotism is the fact that you are opening up your mind to receive these influences from a person that you don't know. This person might be a witch, this person might be into Satanism, this person might be an atheist, an agnostic, whatever the case might be. And when you open up to their influence, they can plant their beliefs in you subconsciously. Now, you're not going to necessarily the next day come out and see, you know, you're a monster, but over time, this can work on who you are as a person. The answer for the problems that you have, if you have a problem today with fear, if you have a problem with jealousy, if you have a problem with drugs, if you have pain in your physical body, you don't need to be hypnotized. You need to go to the great physician, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and receive a touch from heaven. Hallelujah. Receive His peace. Receive His joy. Receive His love. You don't need to turn to any tool of the devil to find relief. We are to bear our cross for our Lord Jesus Christ, and He will give us the grace to deal with that cross, with that situation, whatever we find ourselves in. Praise God. Now, what does God say about our minds? Let the Holy Spirit rule. That's what God says. Let the Holy Spirit rule. And let me say it again for the benefit of the viewing audience. The Holy Spirit will not ever use hypnotism. I want to say it again. The Holy Spirit of God. Notice the name, beloved. It is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not ever use hypnotism. Hypnotism is of Satan. It is not of God. The Holy Spirit is to rule our conscience and subliminal minds. Isaiah 26:3, we read that scripture at the beginning of our talk tonight. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Secondly, God tells us, don't dwell on negative things, but think on good things. Let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, hallelujah, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Thirdly, God tells us to fill our minds with the Word of God. Let's read Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Philippians 2, 5 tells us this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Fourthly, we are to cover our mind with the blood of Jesus. God's power can even purify your dreams. Hallelujah to the Lamb. You don't need to be tormented at night by dreams. And if you are, you don't need to go get hypnotized to get help. Hypnotism's only going to make it worse. Satan always makes it worse. If you have a need in your life, whatever it is, come to Jesus Christ. He will heal you. He will bless you. He will strengthen you and deliver you from these negative things that's going on in your life. Cover your mind with the blood of Jesus. God can even purify your dreams. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, as we close our telecast today, I want to give you several things you can do to protect your mind. Number one, I have seven things listed here, but I'm going to add an eighth right at the beginning. Number one, don't ever allow anyone to hypnotize you. Do not go to a hypnotherapist. Do not support that ilk. Number two, don't read pornographic literature. It only remains in your conscience, but it is stored in your subconscious mind. Don't listen, number three, don't listen to hard rock music. It will bring a jungle spirit into your inner being. It came from the pagans in Africa. If you indulge in hard rock, all of its wildness will nest in your subconscious being. Next, don't take dope. Pretty simple. We're talking here about protecting our minds today. Drugs of all kinds open the door to your subconscious minds. It creates unreality, which filters through to the conscious mind. Number four, don't drink alcohol. Alcohol causes you to become drunk. It renders you senseless and opens the door to your subconscious mind, filling it with deceptions from hell. So many people today that are depressed and they believe they're depressed, and they're talked into the fact that they are depressed, what voice are they listening to? They're listening to the voice of the devil that talks to them while they're drunk. And it convinces them that they have a miserable life, that they have no hope. That is not the message of the Word of God. Let me tell you something. If you come to Jesus Christ today, you have hope. You have a future. You have promises that God will honor in your life. So don't take dope. Don't drink alcohol. And don't listen to those lying voices from the enemy. Next, don't watch these far-out programs on television. Especially X-rated programming. I know this is old-fashioned. I know I seem like an anachronism to some of you. We spend so much time in the science fiction world until it corrupts our minds. It opens us up to subtle influences that we know not of. But Jesus Christ can deliver you today. Next, don't go to adult movies. Don't watch sensual, immoral, and dirty motion pictures. Now, I'm going to repeat the first one here at the end again. Don't permit anyone to ever hypnotize you. Don't entrust your mind with any person on the face of this earth. Protect your mind from all sorts of ESP, seances, oriental meditations, and hypnotisms. God will not control your mind. The devil must not be allowed to. You have the key. Hold on to it. You have the key. Hold on to it. Come to Christ. Give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. Get your direction from the Lord Jesus Christ and not from some old seance person or palm reader or tarot card reader or hypnotist. Amen. Heavenly Father, bless my neighbor. Bless my friend today. We have tried to share this message with one simple point. Hypnotism is not of you. Father, deliver the people who are involved in hypnotism in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen and amen. Why don't you write to us this week? This is Evangelist Len Paxton at Acts 26:18 Ministries, Post Office Box 5714. That's 5714 in Traverse City, Michigan. 49696. That zip code again. 49696. I'll be looking for your card or your letter. God bless you for watching the telecast. And until next week, this is Brother Paxton saying, go with God, and He will go with you. Bless you, God. Before we go today, before we go off the air and leave you, I want to read you something from the Expositor's New Testament. This is a Bible that Brother Jimmy Swagger has developed, and it's one of the most powerful tools for studying the Word of God. And tonight I want to read to you one of my favorite passages from it. It's found in 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to read the 20th verse. Now, I'm going to read the scripture, and then immediately after, sometimes just a phrase of the scripture are notes. So I'll indicate that to you and read the entirety of the scripture and the notes. And I pray this will be a blessing to you. This is one of my favorite scriptures. And I want to leave you with this thought today. I want you to contemplate this, to meditate on this. Sometimes life can be rough. Sometimes things can get hard and difficult. And this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful passage, especially if you're dealing with failures in your life. And I know we've all been there. I have, and many of you are there right now. And if you're not there right now, you will someday be. So this is probably one of the things you'll want to remember, actually. 1 John 3:20, Scripture. For if our heart condemn us, notes, our failures in duty and service rise up before us, and our hearts condemn us. Scripture, God is greater than our hearts. Notes, now listen to this. This is beautiful. Oh, this is beautiful. The worst in us is known to God. And still, He cares for us and desires us. Our discovery of our failure has been an open secret to Him all along. Scripture, and He knows all things, presents God alone, knowing our hearts. This is the true test of a man. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, tonight, that just means so much to me. When I look at my life and I see my failures, whether it's in duty or service or my irresponsibilities or whatever I've done, and I look at it with stark horror, I also know that God already knows it, and still He cares for me, and He loves me, and He sees you tonight, whatever you're going through, whatever you've done, whatever you've been. It's no secret to Him. Maybe you didn't see it, and maybe you didn't even realize the gravity of your situation, but He knew. Still, He loves you. I want to leave you with that thought tonight as we go off the air. And I just praise God for the Word of Almighty God tonight.
Thank you for being with us tonight for the Len Paxton Teaching Series. As always, it's a privilege and a joy to come into your hearts, lives, and homes with the Word of God. We want you to tune in again next week as once again we'll study a great Bible subject. And we want you to be a part of our study, please. And don't forget to write to us this week with your prayer requests. Ask us for those CDs when we offer them. Man, we love to sow that into your life so that you and I together can dig into the great truths of the Word of God. You can write to us, Len and Angie Paxton, Acts 26:18 Ministries, Post Office Box 5714, that's 5714, Traverse City, Michigan, 49696. That zip code again is 49696. I'll be looking for your card or your letter. God bless you.
We have been enjoying here at the ministry this week, going back through some of these older telecasts, and you can view some of them on GodTube. Some of them are stored on GodTube and also on Cross TV. You just Google those two in. I believe mine is on GodTube is Len Paxton, and I believe my wife has one under A.D. Paxton on GodTube. And on Cross TV, I just believe it's Pastor Len Paxton. And you can get some of the older telecasts from 2001, 2002, right on up through about 2008 or 9, I believe, is when we stopped working those two channels, but we left all the old material there. So people are still viewing those telecasts that are now nearly a decade, or some of them are over a decade old, and yet people are still being able to be blessed by them because we have left them on those two channels. So those channels again are GodTube and Cross TV, and it's been fun to look back over what we were preaching then, which is basically the same thing we're teaching now. The message of the cross, the gospel, does not change. Sometimes the vehicles of presentation will change. Today's lesson was on hypnotism, of course, and many of the notes from that message were from Dr. Lester Summerall's study guide on that subject. And what we really want to do is go back and bring some of them old messages back and air them here for you on this Spreaker Web radio channel. So it's been a great joy and delight to be with you. Thank you for tuning in today. And we hope that you've enjoyed the message. We hope that you've enjoyed the music. And we hope that you'll tell your friends and your family and your neighbors about this radio programming. As we are set to increase the number of shows that we air, we have one goal in mind. Our heart is in one area, and that is to keep the word of going out, the word of God going out as often as we possibly can. So God bless you. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you a little further on up this gospel road. Bye-bye.